A few words and thoughts about co-authors. Co-authors are absolutely wonderful. Co-authors are the worst part of writing. And I say both of those things because I've experienced each extreme. You must be very, very careful when you decide to write a book with someone else or with a group of people. When you sign that contract and each of your names goes on there, it is binding. Binding by law. Just realize that. So you must be clear on what each person is doing, what each person is reaping as far as the financial end, the royalties, what each person's tasks are. You must be aware of each of yours, including your own, your work ethic, how fast you produce, what you are expected to produce. All of these things will become issues if they are not clear from the start. And I have written books with some of what I considered, or whom I considered, my closest friends. Some of those books, I still consider them among my closest friends at the end. And some, I'm sad to say, did not survive the process. It's tough. You really, really want to be clear with folks right from the start. And I would highly, highly recommend that you have your own agreement outside the book contract that defines exactly what you're going to do, what each person contributes, a timeline to those contributions, and you have what ifs or if then. For instance, if you contribute 50% less than what you'll do, we will adjust the royalties to reflect this different contribution. Those sorts of things are so important at the start. People get very invested in the idea of where their name appears in the authorship, whether they're going to be first, whether they're going to be second, how much royalty they're going to get. It just gets incredibly sticky if it is not crystal clear from the start. Cannot emphasize that enough. All right, that's all I had to say on that.